The virtue of humility is a little found and little practiced virtue, and one which is so easily misunderstood. There's an icon in the Byzantine tradition called extreme humility, which depicts the suffering Savior with the instruments of the Passion all around him. Our Lord, in his last hours, in many ways becomes a model for what every Christian should be like. Patient, silent, willing to take on even the hardest of trials and tribulations for the sake of others. I think many people reject Christianity not because they don't want to believe, but because they despaired that they could ever have the strength to measure up to the standard of Christ. And then when they see self-professed Christians who seem to be the opposite of humble, it makes them think, well, why should I believe in this Jesus if his own followers can't seem to show that he makes all that much difference in their lives at all? And then we read the lives of the saints. And often we come across heroic acts of humility that both edify and terrify us. One of the most beloved saints of the modern age was Padre Pio, whose quiet perseverance in the face of incredible persecution by the very hierarchy of the church never ceases to challenge and amaze many of us. Now, of course, that is extreme humility, heroic humility. And remember, we are called to imitate the virtues of the saints, not necessarily everything they did. Some of the saints may be models of virtue, but not necessarily mental health. And so we have to remember that holiness can exist with questionable mental health. And then often the saints were able to accomplish these feats of humility because of an extraordinary infusion of supernatural grace from on high that doesn't always translate in our normal day-to-day context. So is there a version of humility that might be, I don't know, a little bit more accessible to the ordinary Christian in ordinary life? Is there a humility that is a little less extreme than that of Christ in his Passion and the saints in the crucible that made them living images of Christ? I think there is. One of my favorite quotes about this virtue comes from C.S. Lewis. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. You are made in the image and likeness of God, fearfully and wonderfully made, a little less than the angels in nature, and higher than the seraphim by grace. St. Leo the Great said, Christian, remember your dignity. And I think when we know who and whose we are, humility becomes less an obsessive self-effacement, annihilating ourselves as if we don't matter or exist, but helping others to realize their dignity and unleash the true power of that dignity. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. As Catholic Christians, we have been entrusted with the pearl of great price, which is the fullness of true religion revealed by God. That puts an incredible burden on us to know, learn, and live that faith. It means the call to holiness is not something that we can escape, But you know, there are moments in which we really would rather escape. At the risk of scandalizing you, but being honest, there have been moments in my life when I wished I were a pagan who could just live life however I wanted without the fear of the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. And then the Lord convicts me every time of the truth of His eternal word, and that He has called me by name at baptism and again at ordination to take up the yoke of sacred truth that He entrusts to me to live, and by doing, help others to live as well. St. Francis de Sales said, "Be yourself and be that well." The essence of holiness is not putting on some kind of mask to mimic humility. It's being who you are and aligning that you with the perfection of God, with His strength. You know, I'm thinking a lot these days about what that means for us as a parish community. As your pastor, I have a privileged front row seat to what you share with me about your lives. I see the struggles and hear the questions. I touch the tender and smell the sulfur that sometimes can threaten your salvation. And we all taste the goodness of the Lord at the Mass when we bring all of that to Calvary and it's all redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But I also see that we have a community with people of incredible gifts. But do you really believe in your giftedness? Are you willing to unfurl the banner of your talents to be an ensign of hope to others? Do you use those God-given abilities for the salvation of souls and the glory of God? Or do you let yourself squander them with pesky little sins and boring habits? Do you let yourself hide behind unreasonable anxiety, feeling that you're not enough, listening to the whispers of the slithering serpent to distract you from your mission? You've been given much, so don't let anyone or anything get in the way of recognizing, sharing, and celebrating those gifts. The humility that comes with that path may not seem extreme or heroic, but it is a way of bringing extraordinary light into an ordinary world. Peter asks, "Is this meant for us or for everyone?" It's meant for you, today and every day. The requirements and the demands of the gospel may seem like a lot, especially at times. But you've got this because God's got you.